Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What happens when no one has anything to say? What happens is, it means that everybody in the room knows that they're wrong. That they're wrong in how they thought, they're wrong in how they process, and so they're being quiet, but I honestly think it goes all the way to the top. And right now, I just have to think, I have to wonder about the people that run this organization and how they could be proud of what is happening in any way, shape, or form. And if they think that what they're doing is okay, there's got to be some brain examinations. I mean, that's just where we're at right now, because under no circumstances is what's happening in Berea right now professional football product.
John Fanta, one of his many strong comments about where the Browns are with 9 games to go in the season heading into the bye. And I think something you and I have not got to yet that I think John brings up, it's really important to look good out of this bye. For everybody involved coming out, if you're Miami, the way Miami laid down heading into that Cleveland game, I don't know you can repair it. It's too late in the season.
Well, they rebounded this last week, and Miami got themselves a big win, and I agree with you that it might feel like everything is just dead there, but I don't know. That's interesting to think about. Like, at what point in the season is it too late to have a revival?
Well, I think you're getting there, right? I think this next week, maybe even, if I want to give it to them, maybe even the Jets week, like, once you get half past it, right? Once you've got less games left than you've played, I just think it's so hard for guys not to make the obvious decisions, especially if you do what I think John said they should do, which is anything that can go should go.
Well, the Jets game is so demoralizing. You got their quarterback crying in closets. You got the owner telling everyone that the quarterback doesn't matter and all these other type of things. And it just feels like they're about as bad as it gets, but they did just beat the Bengals. They did just have a game where they put up 39 points. We haven't put up 39 points in a game.
I almost wonder how much the rallying cry for Aaron Glenn is going to affect whether the Jets actually do a fire sale. And I wonder if the Browns are one of two teams right now that are in the absolute catbird seat when it comes to that. New Orleans really doesn't have a lot of sellable things left, but I could imagine, now that you've gone to Tyler Shuck, I could imagine looking for assets for next year's draft as they try and build around either Tyler Shuck or another quarterback.
They had Olave, Kamara. Like, they have pieces. I just don't think those pieces have been pretty vocal about not wanting to go anywhere.
But, like, I think here, John mentioned Denzel Ward. There is, I mean, Indy needs it. Jacksonville needs it. There's 4 teams right now that could instantly upgrade their cornerback spot by trading for Denzel if that team's willing to eat the salary. Miles is obviously a case, but Njoku, any of the offensive linemen, including Conklin, Posick, Teller, or maybe even Betonio, like, you could get really drastic with this. And I almost think if you're Haslam right now and you're staring down, all right, I've got a GM who's afraid of his own shadow, who's not going to come out and talk. I've got a head coach who sure looks like he's forgotten how to head coach. I don't know why you wouldn't go on a fire sale if you can get significant capital for the next 3 years.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what they do. I don't know. The idea that we're even talking about Denzel Ward is crazy to me. But if you're trying to get assets, you're trying to get first round picks. I'm tired of making these deals for all these sixth or seventh rounders. You're going to really try to get picks that matter. Denzel brings in some big fish.
Well, and Miles does too. And again,
Miles does too.
When Albert joins us in about 30 minutes here, we are going to ask him to try and clear this up. You brought some numbers to the show earlier about trades and how you can move money around, whether it's Miles or another player. There seems to be differing thoughts on what actually would happen in a Miles trade, so we'll try and get
Miles
to that.
Miles trade this early is what seems very, seems harder to pull off because those numbers are extreme. They are. Now, again, we brought up the idea that as long as both sides are agreeable, then you can basically restructure any contract you want to.
For instance, Greg Newsom and Tyson Campbell trade, where basically the Browns cleared up $8 million in cap space.
Yeah, as long as both sides are agreeable, you can do basically anything you want within a contract in the NFL. Now, for Miles, that would be taking a big leap of faith that the next team would be giving him all the signing bonus and guaranteed money and everything, but they're trading for a reason. Like, they obviously believe in him. So that one, though, seems less likely to me than a post-June 1st trade for next year. That one, if we're being honest about it, that one seems way more likely than anything happening in the next, 8 or 9 days.
216-474-0092. Are we headed for a fire sale with the Cleveland?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Browns. I don't know that I want to call for it just because that's very depressing and there's still half a season to go, but I absolutely understand the logic with if you're not going to re-sign Wyatt or Njoku or any of your offensive
linemen. Would you be upset if they just kind of like half-assed it, the sale? Or are you like, how deep do you want them to go?
I mean, I think as long as you're not trying to tank for next year, I don't want to tank. All right? If whatever you do, as long as you're still trying to field as best of a team as you possibly can next year, meaning you're going to use whatever money you save in any of these trades to then try and replenish the roster on top of having another good draft, You can pretty much do anything. I don't want to trade Miles. If Miles wants out and you get a sweetheart offer, you should seriously consider it. Same thing with Denzel. I wouldn't trade Delpit though. That was one that when John threw that out there, I wouldn't trade Delpit. That's a young enough player.
Yeah, but he is having his best season, and so the value's never been higher for Delpit.
Yeah, he's a young player that I think will be here when the Browns are good again.
I agree with that. I want him here on the Browns for a long time. Like, I think he's just very good.
Real quick, let's go with Mark in Burton, are you okay if the Browns go full fire sale at the deadline?
No, absolutely not. I wanted to speak about the quarterback situation in Cleveland.
You may.
I tell you what, as bad as the Browns offense is, the game planning, everything, they had Joe Flacco looking like he should have retired 5 years ago. And then all of a sudden, he gets traded to Cincinnati and Joe Flacco looks like an MVP. So that tells you exactly the Browns don't know what they're doing as far as quarterback goes. And there's absolutely nothing a young quarterback's going to do. You can't give up on Devin Gabriel. There's absolutely nothing you can do. Nothing you can do till you fix the team, fix the game plan, then move on to a quarterback.
Mark, we appreciate you, buddy. Thank you so much. Mark and Burton giving us a call there. We missed a little of your call there, but from what it sounds like, at least, I'll be honest with you, I disagree with some of what Mark was saying. I like that you believe something.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, like, the thing that has blown me away this week, and I'll see if you feel the same way, is just how vocal, like, you guys haven't checked out. You guys are still, like, when you're this pissed, as I am, as you are, as I know the Morning Boys were, as everybody's been, and certainly Browns fans have been, I think that tells you they're people who want to fight for the soul of the Cleveland Browns. The question is, does Jimmy Haslam, like, does the Haslam family, and I think that's the thing that remains to be seen at this moment. Do you want to cling to what you decided 6 years ago as some ethos that you've decided is winning football, even though you haven't won enough football? Or do you want to actually get down to winning some damn football games? I do that. That's the one I want.
I want the record out there. I also want to win games.
All right. Jax, do you want to win football games?
Put that out there.
I would love to win football games.
Okay.
Jax, you're on the record.
Yeah,
right.
100%.
Winning's good.
Hey, you know what?
Winning's great.
Real quick here. William, we just answer this. Are you pro winning football?
Absolutely.
Look at William. There nailed it. Jim on the road. 5 seconds. Are you pro winning football?
Of course.
Nailed it. I mean, gosh, I haven't heard a guy happy with losing it. Derek, are you pro winning at football?
I mean, with the Browns, give or take, but yeah.
All right, Derek. Didn't really understand the assignment.
A lot of yeses and a give or take.
But we got there.
I'll take a give or take.
Tom in Brooklyn Heights, we got 5 seconds. Are you pro winning at football?
Hey, first-time listener, long-time caller. I love freaking Browns football. They got to gut the team.
Are you pro-winning or losing? Or no, are you pro-winning?
I'm pro-gutting the team and winning. Losing stinks. They all stink. They got the losing culture. It's gross.
Yeah, but
it's
you do
so
like winning.
I need a shower on Sunday.
All right, Tom, we appreciate you. Thank you for the first call. Yeah. I got to win. That's all I heard there.
First-time caller, long-time.
I wasn't going to correct him. It's first-time caller.
No. First-time listener, long-time caller. That's what he said.
That's not great.
That's what he said. He said first-time. Everyone always has that's a classic radio trope. First-time caller, long-time listener. He added inverted. That's what made it funny.
Maybe he actually is a first-time listener, though.
We've had people that just like to call. They just like to call. They don't even listen.
The old Dick and Dayton.
It's like Randy on Facebook.
Yeah.
That man doesn't listen.
No.
He just checks out the Facebook feed.
He's just yelling at the clouds.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.